So as she said, my name is Kayla Smith, and I am a senior attending the University of Wisconsin-River Falls. So this summer, as an intern for GrowMark, I worked closely with Ocean Spray to do some fungicide research. So the question that we were wondering, how does fungicide effectiveness differ from established cranberry stands? So I just want to give you a little bit of background about cranberries in the state of Wisconsin. So we are the number one producer in the nation. We produce over 60% of the nation's crop. And as the cranberry industry contributes over $388 million to the economy in Wisconsin, and it also creates over 3,800 annual full-time jobs. So to look at it from a grower perspective, to establish 1 acre of cranberries, it costs a grower $25,000 to $30,000. So take that into consideration, comparing to corn and soybeans, a lot different actually. Excuse me. So to give you a little bit of background about what is happening in the industry currently, so with genetic advancements of new varieties coming out, and there's been phenomenal growing conditions the last few years, we have seen an increased yield in the cranberry industry. So with an increased supply and demand staying consistent, we have a huge oversupply of cranberries right now. There's about a year's worth of cranberries that is sitting in storage that we cannot get rid of, and so that has caused prices of cranberries to decrease. So as a solution this year, Ocean Spray is going to try. Growers will harvest their full crop. They will ship it to the co-op, and once it gets there, they will dump 15% of their crop. So the growers will only get paid for 85% of their crop, and then next year they will dump 25%. So growers will only get paid for 75% of their crop. So as you can see, growers are not going to get paid a lot the next few years, or they have not in the past few years as well. So kind of the purpose behind my study is to figure out a way to save growers any sort of money they can. So a current problem in the industry right now is fruit rot. So fruit rot is a complex disease caused by over 15 different fungal species. If you leave it, it can cause a crop loss of 50% or more. It can cause your whole crop to be done. So currently controlling this is done through timely fungicide application. So as I said before, the objective of my study is to determine the effects of fungicide application on stands that are older than 5 years. My research will be conducted in central Wisconsin on a 7-year-old Mullica cranberry stand. So right now, if you asked a grower 10 years ago what they used for fungicide application, they would not know what you're talking about, because fruit rot was not an issue 5-10 years ago. It's a new issue in the industry, so that's why we're looking into this. So the new varieties that are being planted are much more prone to fruit rot. So as growers don't have a lot of knowledge, they're kind of doing what they think is right. So some growers out there right now are just applying fungicide to their new beds that are 3 to 5 years old. So after 5 years, you can finally start to harvest your crop. So they think once they hit 5 years, they're strong enough they can fight off this fruit rot by themselves. So they stop applying, and some growers keep applying for the entire life of the berries. So this is the problem that we're facing, is growers are now potentially spending all this extra money. I mean, you could have a bed for 100 years, and if you needed to apply only for the first 5 years, you're spending all that extra money that growers necessarily don't have. So timing of fungicide is also important. Applying during bloom reduces the risk of resistance. And this is very important because there is only a handful of fungicides that are labeled for the use of cranberries. So the Indar, Proline, and Abound are the three main fungicides that are out there that growers use, so that's what I will be using for this trial. So in my experimental design, there was 4 beds, so each black box represents a cranberry bed, and there was 2 replications. So in my treatment 1, Proline fungicide was applied at 10% bloom. We applied it at 5 ounces per acre. Treatment 2, Indar and Abound, were applied at 12 ounces per acre, and they were applied at 50% bloom. And treatment 3, we used Proline, we applied at 10% bloom, and we also went back 7 to 10 days later and applied Abound and Indar at 50% bloom. So treatment 3 is what a lot of the growers are doing today. So we're also looking at this at a different perspective, as can we potentially fully decrease the fungicide use, or just decrease it and just do the 10% bloom, or just the 50% bloom. And then treatment 4, we did not apply any fungicide. So for those of you probably in here, nobody has ever seen a fungicide fertilizer applicator. So this is what that looks like on a cranberry marsh. So my experimental design, in each treatment, I picked 10 random square foot samples. Each week I went out and looked at these samples and counted fruit rot, which helped determine early rot. And I also, once the berries were ready for harvest, which was about the middle of September, we were going to collect them, but we had a hailstorm come through the last week in August, and with the hail, it affected the berries, so if we would have left it for another 3 weeks, there would have been no way for us to determine if the rot was caused by the hail or by the actual fungus, so we decided to harvest this trial 3 weeks earlier than we had expected. So after we harvested all the berries in each one of those square foot plots, we figured out percent fruit rot and yield. So data from this study will be used to inform future fungicide application practices in the cranberry industry. So looking at my results, there was no statistical difference, total rot count and total rot weight of these beds. As you can see, there is a difference in the amount of no fungicide, and 10% bloom had about the same amount of berries that were rotted, and 50% bloom had a lower amount of berries that were rotted. There are several different reasons that this could have been, and I will discuss this later, but statistically there's no difference. These numbers are very close. This graph is a little bit deceiving in that sense. I will also explain that in a little bit, but no statistical difference in any of the trials looking just at strictly rot. So if we wanted to take a step back and look at yield, there was a little bit of an increase in yield in the no fungicide application, and we also had a little bit of weight, so that correlates well with that. There's a little bit of statistical difference here. So if we want to take a step back and put this into perspective, only 2% of the beds were rot. So if you take your whole bed, 2% were rot. So that's why you're seeing a difference on the graphs, but really there was no difference. There was such a little amount of rot that it's really hard to correlate, take that 2% out and figure out if the fungicide really had an effect or not. So a couple reasons that the data looked like it did, once again, there was little rot, so it's really hard to correlate the difference in that. Also, there was a surfactant that was used when applying the fungicide, and that surfactant was not added to the treatment that we did not add fungicide to, so there could have been a difference. The surfactant may affect the total yield or the fruit rot. Also, as I said before, this whole rot situation is a new thing in the industry, and right now there's current research that's looking at if the different types of rot may affect, like if you may have to treat them differently with fungicide. So that may have been a difference also. This data has not been released yet. The current UW Extensions is working on it. And then also, just looking at this, each bed of cranberries is very unique. So you might walk on your marsh and one bed might have a ton of rot and the next bed might have no rot. And, you know, each bed is treated the exact same, but it's just how cranberry production is. So I think if we, you know, take a step back, yes, our data did not show any statistical difference. So in reality, you could say maybe you don't need to apply fungicide after your berries are mature, but you can't say that just because each bed is a unique situation. We could have moved this trial over to a different bed and found completely different data. So I will do further economic analysis on the data that I've already collected to help determine how much the growers are actually getting out of putting this fungicide on. As I said before, the purpose of this was to help, you know, decrease their costs, and that's what I'm going to try and figure out closer. And I think it would be really beneficial to repeat this study on a marsh that might have more fruit rot issues, so we can have a higher count and really see the difference in the amount of fungicide applied. Do you have any questions?
Curious. You said that the growers change varieties, and that may have something to do with it. But what about climate change and water quality changes over the last decade? That's been pretty significant in Wisconsin.
Yep. Yes.
What do you hear is that part of the problem?
So I guess I've heard that it's the new varieties, because out east, so the new varieties are created out east, and that's, there's always been a big problem with fruit rot out east. So they're, I guess what I'm hearing from Ocean Spring and some of the growers is they think that that fruit rot genetic got into these new varieties when they brought them over. But that is a very good point also. I have not heard any thoughts on that as well.
Just follow, the reason I'm asking is I spent quite a bit of time in Washington State.
Okay.
Seeing everything different.
Mm-hmm.
That never occurred in Washington State in the last 10 years.
Yep.
Insects, diseases that never overwintered, never
yep.
did anything, and they're starting to impact crops. And they grow a lot of cranberries in
yes.
Washington State as well. Just curious.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
You mentioned that the hailstorm was going to have some impact, so I guess we harvested immediately after the
mm-hmm,
storm
yep.
What damage did that specifically do to the cranberry, and how did it mimic the rot issue?
So since we harvested them right away, it just takes off a little layer of skin. So we were easily able to determine the difference between the hail rot or potentially what would have been the rot and the actual rot that was out there. If we would have left it, the berry would have just started to disintegrate and looked just like the other rot, and we would have had to like take it to the lab and test it. So that's why we decided to harvest early, so we could still see the difference between that. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Thank you.